Okay, so for today, we are in Siman Kuf Chaf Tes, believe it or not. Page 20, just a couple of brief words before we go on to Kuf Chaf Tes. The Marshan brings down that if, yesterday we were discussing that a person, the Rama says that a person should not make use of a Kohen unless he's Mochel. And even in that case, if it's something that's bizayon, that's not befitting, that's really a derogatory thing, then you shouldn't make use of the coin at all. So the Marsham brings opinions that say, again, we're not, as I discussed yesterday, even if the coin is a balavera, it's still, but if the person does things that are really out there, does things that are heretical, things like that, so then he's not b'chla amecha, as we see by also by the halacha of Shmiras Lashon and many other places. So then this halacha that the Rama mentioned about using or making use of a coin would not apply. Okay, Kuf Chav Tes finally. Alf, ein osim kapayim el v'shakras v'musuf ne'ilah. The only time we duchen, now again, don't bear in mind that according to the Machaber, you would duchen every day. So, you even according to that opinion, you would only duchen at Shacharis, Musaf, or Ni'ila. And the Machaber explains, B'yom she'yesh bo Ni'ila k'gom b'yom ha'kippurim. On the day that there is a Ni'ila, for example, on Yom Kippur, aval lo b'mincha, but we want, you don't duchen at mincha. Why? Mishum d'shchiach shichrus be'os ha'shah, because sometimes, maybe after a person ate, or around that time, so a person drank, and we know therefore we don't duchen at mincha, because maybe the kohen imbibed, and because of that, we also don't duchen on a mincha where there's a fast, even on a mincha where there's a fast, because of a regular mincha. Avo betanis she'ein bo ni'ila, but if there's no ni'ila, hold filas mincha somuch l'shkia, since mincha would be around shkia time. In other words, Mishnah Berurah explains, according to the Mechaber, if it's a regular mincha, so what they used to do in the old days, or even now, is they used to dav mincha early, not like we do. They used to daven mincha early. The reason why is because they wanted, as I said before, they want to be able to eat. So, as you know, once it gets mincha time, you're not supposed to have a big suda unless you daven mincha. So, therefore, they daven mincha. So, once you daven mincha, so then you can eat. You can even have a big suda. So, now, once you can have a big suda, so they're scared, along with the big suda, came maybe some imbibing. So, therefore, they made a gzera, you wouldn't duchen on such a day. But on a day that's a fast day, so the fast day is one that would have ni'ila in it, like Yom Kippur or others. So now, the only, since you daven, when do you daven ni'ila? Daven ni'ila right before sunset, as you well know. Tfilas mincha somach l'shkia. So therefore, when do you daven mincha? You wouldn't daven mincha early. It doesn't even apply. Never even apply. He domel tefilas nila ve'ena mischalefes b'mincha shel sharet yomim. So therefore, on a fast as nila, since we daven mincha late, like we do on Yom Kippur, daven late right before nila, so therefore it won't get mixed up with another mincha, any other mincha. Hilchach yesh bo next page in Sias Kapayim. So in that type of mincha, you would have duchening. And the Rama says, and I'm sure you're aware of this, in our custom, we already said Kuf Chav Ches, which is, as you know, we only duchen on Yom Tov anyways. So the whole thing doesn't apply. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does say it does apply in a different sense. It does apply on whether you would say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. So if you recall, the Rama said that since we don't duchen, what do we have instead of duchening? We have that tefillah before Sim Shalom Elokeinu Elokeinu Hoseinu Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Shalosh Esbat Torah. So whenever you would potentially duchen, you insert in the Elokeinu Elokeinu Hoseinu. So therefore, there really is a difference, according to us, when we would duchen potentially, even though we don't, when we would potentially duchen when we want, because, as the Mishnah verse says, the bizman shiroi medina lisa kapaim omrim elokeinu elokeinu hoseinu, in a situation where really, according to halacha, you would potentially duchen, so then, even though we don't, we would insert the elokeinu elokeinu hoseinu. Over here, that would be the nafkamina. Whether, again, on a mincha of a fast day, we would duchen or we would not duchen, would make a difference whether we say elokeinu elokeinu hoseinu. Okay. We'll stop here for tonight since we got to make way for the Shari Lachashir. And B'li Nether, Amir Tashem, will continue this tomorrow.